Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about a man who would not even consider defeat. You'll see what I mean when I read to you from 2 Samuel chapter 10, verses 11 and 12, where we read this. Then he said, "If the Syrians are too strong for me, then you shall help me. But if the people of Ammon are too strong for you, then I will come and help you. Be of good courage, and let us be strong for our people and for the cities of our God, and may the Lord do what is good in his sight." It was, you could say, a national insult. David sent messengers to the new king of the Ammonites because he came to the throne through the recent death of his father. The messengers brought David's sympathy and condolences to the new king of Ammon, but they were harshly treated and humiliated by this foolish young king of the Ammonites. When they came back to Jerusalem, David did everything he could to comfort them and to protect their dignity, but the insult to the nation of Israel remained. In a way, the king of the Ammonites slapped the face of the king of Israel and declared war. Both sides began to prepare for the battles to come. The Ammonites hired the Syrians to help defend them, and Israel assembled its army. Now, David didn't go out with the army of the mighty men. He stayed behind in Jerusalem and simply sent Joab and those mighty men. Joab was David's chief general for many years, experienced in war. But as he and the army of the mighty men approached the Ammonite city, they found themselves surrounded. In front of them were the Ammonites ready for battle at the entrance of the gate. Behind them were the Syrians in the field. It looked bad for the army of Israel. The words of 2 Samuel chapter 10, verses 11 and 12 are Joab's impassioned words to his in-trouble troops. He divided his army into two groups, one under his command and the other group under the command of his brother Abishai. He said to Abishai, "If the Syrians are too strong for me, then you shall help me." This shows that Joab had only one strategy in battle: attack. Many generals would consider surrender when they were surrounded on both sides by the enemy, but not Joab. He called the army to courage and faith and told them to press on. It seems, at least to me, that Joab simply made no provision for defeat. It never occurred to him that the combination of the Ammonites and the Syrians might prove to be too much for Israel's army of the mighty men. He simply told his brother, "Look, if they're too much for me, you'll help me. If they're too much for you, I'll help you." He never even considered that together the enemies might be too much for the both of them. He concluded this dramatic speech to the soldiers of Israel with these words, "Be of good courage, and let us be strong for our people and for the cities of our God, and may the Lord do what is good in his sight." Notice the three points that Joab made in his conclusion. First, he told them to be of good courage and let us be strong. This shows us that courage and strength are not matters depending on feeling and circumstance. They're matters of choice, especially because God makes his strength available to us. We can be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, as Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 says. When we are in the middle of the battle and need to hear the encouragement to take courage and strength God offers, well, then we can receive it from him. Second, he told them, "Let us be strong for our people and for the cities of God." Joab called them to remember that they had something big to lose. If they lost this battle, they would lose both their people and their cities. This was a battle bigger than themselves, and the army of the mighty men had to remember that. Friends, every battle we spiritually fight is for something greater than ourselves. We fight for the glory of God and to inspire others with the courage that we find in Him. Finally, Joab said this, "And may the Lord do what is good in His sight." Joab wisely prepared for the battle to the very best of his ability, and he worked hard for the victory. At the same time, he knew that the outcome was ultimately in God's hands. Friends, we do what we can do, but then we leave it in the Lord's hands, knowing that if we seek first the kingdom of God, then all those other things will be added unto us. So let me ask you, are you facing a battle right now? Let God give you perspective and courage in the battle by this speech of Joab, and cross defeat or surrender off the list of possibilities. In Jesus Christ, God has paths of victory for you.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.